Hello, Flying Clubs, and welcome to episode 43 of Flying Clubs Radio. I'm your host, Steve, and as always, I'm joined by my colleague, Drew.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. Steve, how's your new recording studio working out?
Well, quite well, thank you. I suppose I should let everyone know about my big move. My wife and I recently relocated from Maryland to wonderful Oregon State. We bought a house in Redmond with fantastic views of the Cascade Mountains, and we're just loving it. I also flew my little wee Aerobat from Frederick to Prineville, Oregon, which is her new home base. Around about 2008 nautical mile trip, 3 overnight camping stops, lovely airports, and just impressive and ever diverse geography and scenery. I aim to do a long write-up about the trip, planning, pitfalls, that sort of thing, so stay tuned.
Wow, sounds amazing. We're so lucky to live and fly in this beautiful country, aren't we? I miss sharing the recording studio with you, Steve, but I think this new setup will work quite nicely for our members. Anyway, I was wondering if we can maybe open the complaint lines for a minute.
Of course, but let me first put on my agony uncle hat. Right, complain away.
Okay, here goes. During the first quarter of the year, we started a data cleanup project for our Flying Club Finder. We do this every year with the goal of keeping our Finder data up to date and accurate. Pretty important for a tool called the Flying Club Finder, if you think about it. This year, we emailed every network flying club listed in the Finder. There are nearly 800 currently listed and asked them to verify their information and also nominate a club member to receive our annual flying club survey, which you've heard us discuss on this show before. Our specialists from NAY worked very hard to organize and implement this data cleanup, and we're very appreciative of our efforts.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Renee. It's also worth mentioning that most clubs list several people as points of contact, and clubs have an admin who is the person who can make changes on their club's Finder page. So in most cases, we send multiple emails to every club. If that doesn't work after multiple attempts, we also try to contact clubs by phone. As you can imagine, this is very time consuming, and all we're trying to do is ensure that clubs can be found and contacted. Again, surely the point of the tool.
Unfortunately, far too many clubs never bothered to respond. We did get over 200 clubs to nominate someone to take our survey, which is great, but we're very disappointed that more clubs didn't bother to answer any emails, and importantly, confirm they had checked their Finder page for accuracy.
Yeah, so a common complaint we get about the Flying Clubs Finder is that prospective members try to contact clubs that are listed there, but never hear back. So we use these data cleanup projects to encourage every club that's listed on the Finder to check their data. The goal is for flying clubs on the Finder to be found after all. The response this year was, well, pretty dismal. By the way, every club that's listed on the Finder agrees when initially submitting their club to be responsive to our requests. Also, we use the points of contact to get word out to clubs for things like changes in the rules, new reporting methods, upcoming seminars and workshops, and so on. So it's not like we're asking clubs to do anything different from what they already agreed to do.
Yeah, we briefly considered removing every club that didn't respond from the Finder altogether, but then thought that would be a little drastic. Instead, we're taken to the radio waves with our complaints and a plea to all the clubs out there to please take your Finder profile seriously.
Yeah, it's a free page to advertise your club on the AOPA website, for goodness sake. This is a fantastic member benefit. Why wouldn't clubs want to have accurate profiles? The information needs to be up to date for this whole thing to work. We gave some more thought to this and decided that, yeah, we don't want to take any drastic measures just yet. Instead, we'd like to remind all of our clubs to take their Finder pages seriously, and that it is their responsibility to keep them updated, such that we, and more importantly prospective members, can reach you. Not only that, it's a great way for clubs to network together, if only they could contact each other. It wouldn't hurt to check your club page yearly to make sure everything is still accurate. Put this on the list of things that need doing every year, like taxes, annual reports, and so on.
Huh, I kind of like that. It's like an annual inspection for a flying club.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah, I can think of quite a few inspection items for flying clubs to check every year.
Yeah, me too. What are we doing here? If I said a piece, I've said our piece about the importance of the Finder, so now it's up to clubs to do the right thing. Let's rush off and do an episode about annual inspections for flying clubs. Okay, so for now, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.